Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. And I wonder, still I
wonder, who's stopped the rain? It's going to rain today, tonight, tomorrow. Friday, sunshine 55. Saturday, sunshine 66. Sunday, maybe some rain, 58. And sun, according to my forecast map, sunshine on Monday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. You know the sun's going to come out. You know the sun is going to shine again, and I sort of put this hat on my head this morning. I'm just going to be stubborn about it and just going to keep my head down, and I'm going to get through this. And that's the weather, that's the markets, that's the virus. It's going to get better. I don't know when, but you do believe that, so you just get stubborn and say, I'm going to muscle through it. The other day, my wife and I went for a ride in the automobile because that's how we get out sometimes. Next thing you know, we're on the tollway in Indiana. And when the gate didn't go up, the woman on the speaker said, what's your transponder number? I gave it to her. She said, where's your transponder? I said, it's on my dashboard. She said, it's supposed to be on the windshield. That'll cost you an extra dollar. I said, you've got to be kidding me. Natalie Marconi, that was my experience. You're the director of electronic tolling for the Illinois Tollway. I didn't know they could do that. I didn't know they did that, Natalie.
Well, good morning, John, and yes, they do.
by the way, hi, how the heck are you? Nice to meet you. So does Illinois do that too?
Illinois does not.
What's the deal? Why do they care if it's on my dashboard or not?
Well, it's technology. The technology works better when it's on the windshield.
Pshaw. So, really? I mean, the distance is 4 inches from my dashboard to the windshield.
I'm not saying it won't work, but I'm saying it's much better and much more efficient if it's in the windshield, which is what we put in our iPass agreement when we send it out. Yeah. So all the EasyPass states, and Indiana is an EasyPass, they will charge. Now, keep in mind, a toll collector in your situation, because of COVID, that person went over the speaker and asked you for your transponder number. Normally they go out, they look at your device, they actually have to put it into a handheld device and send it off. So it's been out there for a while. It's not new. The dollar's been charged, I want to say, since 2013.
Wow.
So obviously you've been very lucky.
in other words, do you think that literally the gate did not go up because of the 4 inches? I mean, because the gate did not go up, and I read her the number, and evidently it was legit. The gate goes up. Mm-hmm. She says, by the way, you've been dinged. I said, how much? She said, a dollar. Have a nice day. And, you know, I can't argue with her. I wasn't talking to a physical person there. It was a remote, mm-hmm. I don't know where she was, this lady. And I wasn't mad at her, but I was sure surprised that that's the way it went. Do you think that the gate didn't go up for that very reason, the 4 extra inches from my windshield to my dash?
Absolutely. If it was not in the place where we, you know, give that update and let you know that's where it needs to go, it would make a difference. And like I said, it works sometimes, and sometimes it may not. And unfortunately, with the states with gates, which Indiana is, that gate did not go up, and that was because it didn't get a transponder read.
A lot of people suggested to me, Natalie Marconi's on a phone line, the director of electronic tolling for the Illinois Tollways, and she's doing fine, by the way. So a lot of people told me that the reason they do that is they wanted to fix to your windshield so you don't put it in other cars. But I believe that I can put it in another car. What's the rule on that?
Absolutely. We do not discourage folks from moving a transponder from vehicle to vehicle. As a matter of fact, we encourage it. If you want to move it, our statement is as long as there is a transponder in the vehicle when you are on the tollway.
Well,
so I'm not going to make you buy 5 transponders if you have 7 cars. You just got to make sure you've got that transponder in the vehicle when you're on on the tollway.
So, Natalie, is that new? Because I thought I got in trouble for that before.
Yeah.
No, that's not new. We don't demand anyone to buy anything extra. We just demand that you have an iPass in the vehicle at the time you're using the tollway. That's it.
That's the most logical, sensible piece of government speak I've ever heard.
What are you doing in state government?
I know. Why aren't you the governor, the mayor, the president, the somebody, for crying out loud?
Well, thank you, but I don't know what I do.
So I have a question, though, because a lot of the tolls now you don't pull over, and you rely on people who are driving through Illinois to mail back their toll payments. I mean, what percentage of drivers do that?
Percentage of drivers, and I can't give you a number off the top of my head, but we do have a lot of folks, and a lot of payments aren't actually mailed in because we do have our online system. We have a search by plate, and we have a missed toll, the toll calculator, where you can actually go in there and find out where you were. There's a map. So a lot of people use that more than they actually mail in payments.
Sure, okay, but I'm just wondering what percentage, or give me something, is it 50% of the people drive through the state? Is it 80%?
I mean, no, it's probably closer to 35.
35.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have the transponders, is this correct, and their license plate holders. Does that make sense?
Yes, that is another option that we offer. You actually bolt it to your front plate. Because there are certain vehicle windshields that the transponder doesn't work through. I think Tesla is one of them. That's why we have the plate one. You can put it on there. You bolt it onto your plate, and it works just like the transponder in your windshield.
That's what I should have told the lady in Indiana.
So I just
wanted... And see, you heard me say windshield, not dashboard.
So back to the 35%, though. So you've made the calculation that it's worth not being paid by 65% of the out-of-state users to not man or put in toll booths.
Well, now we have the ATPMs where they can actually use a credit card now, too. So we actually have those out there.
You're ticked,
so
Steve.
That, can't pay that.
But my colleague here, it sounds like, is upset that a lot of people are out-of-staters getting away with it.
I'm not ticked at all, but when I take an exit and there's no toll booth and I just know other people are doing it, I knew there had to be some calculation where they knew people weren't going to look it up and pay it. I mean, that's quite a lot of effort for $2.95 or something.
Yeah. I've often wondered, Natalie, why we even have to have transponders. Can't they get a thing that reads the license plate and then bill the person accordingly? Because the instances where I have forgotten my transponder, it's really frustrating to think, now I got to go back and navigate this thing. Why don't you just look me up and send me a bill or delete it from my account, you know?
Well, if you are an IPass customer and your plate is on the account, and you do go through, and you don't have the transponder, there's no transponder read, we will look for, if you're an IPass customer, and we will do what is called video toll. So we will take it automatically from your IPass account. But if you do that 5 times in a month, then you're going to have to pay the cash rate for the rest of the month.
That's okay. So, but I mean, I didn't know that either, because that's happened to me once or twice, and then I'm a little frustrated, and I just don't want to take the time to do it. But in fact, I don't have to worry about it. You'll bill me.
Yes. Yes. We will actually pull it from your IPass account. Your plate is on there. We take a picture of your plate. We can see it. We do a filtering process. And then, yes, your plate will be vetoed right to your IPass account.
How about that?
We don't encourage that because it costs money to do that. But it is an option if you do forget it once in a while.
So
we encourage folks to always have a transponder in their windshield.
Just to reiterate a point you made a moment ago, if you have two vehicles, you don't need two transponders if you're comfortable transferring the transponder back and forth between the cars.
That is correct.
Do you have to have those vehicles that use it registered to that transponder? I can imagine an instance where a friend is driving from out of state through the Chicago area, and I'll lend them my transponder. Obviously, I'm going to pay the tolls, but they're not going to go buy one. Is it okay if I do something like that, Natalie?
Absolutely, and you should put the plate on your IPass account because, for instance, if the transponder doesn't read, that would turn into a violation if the plate is on there. If the plate is on the account, and again, we have a short-term option. You can put it on temporarily. It will actually read the plate, and it would video tool to your account also.
So I'm about to rent a U-Haul truck to move my son home from college, and I can just grab one of my transponders and put it in the truck.
Absolutely.
Of course you can, Steve. What a stupid question. Why would you not think that?
Well, because I've done it before, and I didn't think you could change transponders, and I'm trying to figure out which tolls did I go through. And
I completely, no, I think this is all quite a revelation to me, and I'm so glad Natalie is here, and A, and B, that Illinois is smart enough to have sensible rules about these things.
Let me ask you this, Natalie. If I don't bring my transponder, can I just get away with it?
Don't answer that.
Somehow.
We know where you are, Steve. Is the toll authority making a lot less money now because fewer people are traveling? And is that money that you had budgeted that you now have to figure out what you're going to do?
Unfortunately, I'm not in finance. I'm really only customer service, so I don't have a clue.
I'll bet you the answer is yes. That's another conversation. But, I mean, how can it not be the case, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
What about a rental car? You can rent either way. I think we answered that. If you have a rental car, take your transponder with you. If you don't have a transponder and you've rented a car, then I guess you either need to figure out that you're going to pay when you go through and they're going to get you, or go through the lines with people taking the coins. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Doesn't the car
put
have
to put your plate
be
on short term? Again, put the rental plate on short term, and it'll video toll to your account.
Last thing. If my transponder is expiring right now, I don't suppose anything's changed. The grocery store is still doing it and so forth?
Yep. As long as you have your swap-out letter, you can take it to Jewel Osco and they will swap that out for you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Or you can go online and you can order one, and you could return your old one to us, and we'd be more than happy to send you out a new one.
Hey, Natalie, when I went through that gate in Indiana and it didn't open up and they dinged me a dollar because my transponder was on the dash, not the windshield, somebody said they're looking at me through a camera. Are you guys looking at us?
We're not. Those are the Indiana toll roads, so we're not looking at you at all.
Is Indiana looking at me? Was that lady looking at me? Can she tell when I lie to her about where my transponder is?
That I can't tell you. I have no idea.
Will you find out and get back to me on that? Call that lady up. You're not going to do that, are you? All right. Natalie Marconi is the director of tolling for the tollway. Nice to talk to you, Natalie. My best to you and everybody over there.
All right, John. Stay safe and well.
That's the plan. I think we've learned a lot today.